Stories of old friends finding each other again are not all that surprising anymore in the age of Facebook and Twitter, but sometimes those reunions can lead to the opportunity of a lifetime. A chance encounter between a tourist and a mirror maker in an Algerian bazaar led to the reuniting of Jewish and Muslim musicians, friends who had been apart for 50 years. Now they're touring the U.S., NPR's Anastasia Tsioulkas has their story.
Algeria was a different place in the 1940s and 50s. Muslim and Jewish musicians played together in the old Kasbah in Algiers, the nation's capital. And there was no distinction between them, recalls 80-year-old singer and guitarist Luc Cherki, a Jew who was born in the Kasbah.
We were always together. There were never Jewish or Muslim parties where we didn't have a mix. I myself saw a witness at a marriage, a Jewish marriage ceremony, where the witness was a Muslim.
These artists play the secular, popular music of Algeria known as Shaabi. It's what they call music of the streets, songs about love, joy, misery, and everything in between. The young musicians studied at the conservatory in Algiers under the great master of Shaabi, El Hadj Mohamed El Anka. They also played together in the bars and cafes of the Kasbah, says 76-year-old Rashid Barkani, a Muslim oud player and singer.
Shaabi was created in the Kasbah of Algiers. You know that the Kasbah of Algiers is the cradle of Algerian artists.
Like the players themselves, the music is a mix of cultures. North African polyrhythms, Andalusian classical music, jazz, and flamenco, and French cabaret.
J'ai passé le meilleur, ma vie, en voyage. Algérie, Tunisie, Maroc, et Sahara.
Then it all fell apart during and after Algeria's War of Independence from France. The Jewish musicians were considered French citizens, and they fled to that country. After independence in 1962, the government forcibly relocated many Muslim neighborhoods. Some of the musicians went on to professional careers, others stopped performing music altogether, especially during the 1990s, when Algeria was wracked by a civil war between the government and Islamist groups, and playing music became a dangerous profession. Years later, a young woman of Algerian descent living in Ireland decided to visit Algiers on vacation. Safinez Bouzbia wandered through the souk, the bazaar, where she met an artisan who made and decorated mirrors. She decided to buy one, a souvenir of her trip.
I was complimenting the mirror that I was going to buy, and I was like, oh, it's so beautiful, it's hand-painted and stuff. And I said, oh, you're such an artist. And he goes, of course I am, but I'm not only an artist here, I'm also an artist in music. And I'm like, really? He goes, wait a second.
And he pulled out all of this memorabilia of his years as a musician.
And then I start asking him again about the mirror, and he goes, leave the mirror, let's talk about this now.
The mirror maker's name is Mohamed Ferkiwi. He plays the accordion and piano. And as his story unspooled, Bouzbia got a crazy idea. She didn't know anything about music. She was 23 years old. She was supposed to finish her master's degree in architecture back in Ireland after this vacation. But she canceled her flight and decided to track down all the surviving Shaabi players. She was going to get the band back together.
I had to find the old guardian of the conservatoire, the music conservatoire. And through him, I found all the records, because the records were removed in the 90s because of the Islamic terrorist was attacking all the music institutions and all. So when I found them, I found the original addresses in the Kasbah. So I was going back to these original addresses and asking where these neighborhoods were moved. And then they would tell me this address was moved to this outskirts. And then I'd go to the outskirts, and thanks to the GPS of the locals, which they call it. And the problem is, in Algeria, there are no addresses, really. So they'd be like, oh, by the third tree, turn left, and then by the electric pole, turn right. You're like, oh, excuse me, which one?
It took Buzbia almost 10 years. In the middle of it, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. But following treatment, she resumed the project. She managed to find the surviving musicians, now all in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And she convinced them to pick up their instruments and get together again. And Buzbia, the architect, turned into a filmmaker. She made a feature-length documentary about the musicians' reunion called El Gusto. The musicians translate that as the good mood, and that's what they call themselves. The musicians are gathered on an outdoor stage in Manhattan, invited by Lincoln Center. It's El Gusto's first American concert.
Donc, on vous laisse avec le morceau qui s'appelle Hakmet.
Guitarist and singer Luke Sharkey makes up lyrics on the spot about their visit to New York. The crowd goes bonkers when Mohamed Ferkiwi, that accordionist turned mirror maker, dances around the stage through the last few songs. Sharkey says he still can't believe all this has happened.
Je suis très content de retrouver tous mes amis.
I'm so happy to have found all of my friends again, and I think it will please everybody. If I may be permitted, come all of you, and you will understand what this music is. Our Shabby.
They're lucky to be back together again after all these years. The audience knows it, and so do the musicians. Anastasia Tsoulkas, NPR News, New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.